This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Covering a diverse array of topics on Inside Douglas County, we wanted to go in-depth on something that came to our attention recently, and on with us today is Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians CEO Michael Rondo and their Communications and Marketing Director Lindsay Campman. Thanks to both of you for being on today.
Thanks. We're happy to be here.
So, Michael, let's start with you. The tribal release came out on the 22nd about the Biden administration decision to allow the Coquel Tribe's application for an off-reservation casino in Medford to at least move to the next step. And I guess for some folks, this hasn't been in the news as much recently. Kind of take us back to the start of this issue, because it seems like it's been a number of years ago that this this hope from the Coquel Tribe and the opposition from the Cow Creek Tribe began.
Yeah, well, I've talked with you a number of times over the years on this issue. It began in 2012. At that time, the Coquel Tribe had made application to the BIA to place lands in trust in Medford, which means turning it into reservation. This is about 170 miles from their ancestral territory over on the coast. This would be bypassing, you know, a process that's been followed by tribes that you stick to your homelands. And the concern that we've had is, you know, we are a tribal government. We have inherent sovereignty, and we don't have a tax base. And we utilize revenues from our gaming facility in the casino to fund services and programs and economic development projects. All of that comes from the revenues gained. And by this, what we feel is an illegal and improper placement of a casino in Medford will cut into our ability to provide for our membership. This, you know, is more an issue of ancestral and territorial placement. They're trying to seek this land under a restored lands provision, which restored lands really should mean that you once occupied them. And in this situation, that isn't the case. And recently, in part of this process, we're at the point where the Department of Interior, BIA, is set to move one step further in the environmental process.
So I know that your chairman, Carla Keen, really had some pretty stern words about her feelings about the issue.
Yes, and they pretty much echo what we've felt all along. You know, we've in Oregon have tried to maintain a level playing field. The current way that we operate in the state, we feel is the best for Oregon. It's the right balance between lottery and tribes. With the approval of this one piece of property in Medford would allow that one tribe to open similar casinos in any of their service area counties.
And as you look at this right now, when the decision came out on the 22nd, I mean, was it anticipated, or were you thinking it could go either way?
Well, we've anticipated this decision for quite some time, and we find it a little ironic that they publish it so that the 30-day period is up on Christmas Eve. But we're using, you know, everything that we have to make sure that we do everything we can to at least give a fair shot at preserving Oregon's current status quo as far as gaming goes.
So, and do you feel like, I mean, you mentioned that it opens things up, that if this was allowed to go through, it could just change the whole landscape of how tribes operate in Oregon, with the potential for some pretty big impacts.
Yeah, you know, you'll have it's basically what we've referred to as an arms race. And unfortunately, it will upset the balance. You know, we've all got our own markets, and we've always, up until the last several years, you know, tried to develop our own markets the best way we could. And this encroachment is going to be extremely challenging for us to, you know, work through.
How do you feel like the tribe has been treated by the Interior Department in all the written and in oral discussions that you've had with them?
Well, unfortunately, the discussions that we've had and the requests that we've made to the Bureau have been sporadic. Theoretically, you're supposed to be having what's called a consultation period. And we've had several attempts at, you know, having discussions with the Department of Interior, but many of our requests and letters have gone unanswered for months and in some cases years.
And that seems, I mean, were you expecting the Bureau, the Interior Department to be operating that way?
Well, I'll reserve my opinion on how the government operates. No.
I think what's most shocking about it is that the administration set out very early on in their tenure of putting out an executive order that said tribes deserve to be properly consulted with. If there is going to be action on any project or policy that involves a tribe, then those tribes deserve to be properly sat down with, properly notified, and there deserves to be adequate discussion with all sides being heard. And you, with the administration saying that that's a priority, but then not showing that to the Cow Creek Umpqua tribe, that's very concerning for us, and it should be concerning for most tribal governments.
And I want to ask both of you, Lindsay, we'll start with you. What kind of reaction have you heard since this announcement came out?
Oh, my goodness. We have been contacted by many of our tribal citizens, and there are Cow Creek Umpqua tribal citizens that live all over Oregon. They live all over the Pacific Northwest. They live all over the country, and they want to know how they can help, which has been really, really wonderful. We have also heard from our community partners. They have been calling us and saying, how can we help out in this process? And what we're telling everybody is that we have until Christmas Eve. We had 30 days from when this notification came down. And by Christmas Eve, we have to be able to register all of our comments, all of our concerns from all interested parties, which are citizens across Southern Oregon. So there has been a lot of support for us, and we just want to continue to encourage all the listeners and anyone out there in Douglas County that if they're concerned about this, then they can register a comment with the Bureau of Indian Affairs about this potential casino in Medford.
And Michael, what kind of comments have you heard?
Well, I work a lot at the political level, and we're very fortunate to have bipartisan opposition to the Coldwell proposal. Congressman Bentz has been very strong in his opposition, as have Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley. They completely understand what this means to Oregon and the imbalance that it will create. You know, as far as local governments, we've gotten opposition letters written on this issue from all levels.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com and 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, what we look at too, you know, Interstate 5 was historically a trade route, but, you know, we're in interior in the valley here, and we look at Lane, Douglas, Josephine, and Jackson counties, which is primarily where our membership reside, as our territory. You know, there are issues that the Coquella brought forward that we've found completely false, and that's their claim that they are tied to the Rogue Valley, which, you know, if you look at history and talk with historians, there's no such, that's a fantasy. And we draw our customers from all of those counties I mentioned, and that's what allows us to do a lot of the good work that we're doing, either through our foundation or through economic development.
Sure. So with a potential gaming facility in Medford, by the Coquel Indian Tribe's own estimates, they put out their own study that said that there was between a 20 to 25% loss of revenue at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. Any loss of revenue is a concern, but that large of a chunk is very concerning because that revenue goes to support very, very crucial services for the tribal citizens and for the community. It provides health care for tribal citizens to be able to walk in and see a provider right away. It provides social services and child welfare. We operate a food bank and a food pantry. Many of these very, very critical services that put our tribal citizens on a path to self-sufficiency are potentially at risk, and it's very concerning to us.
Well, you know, we've put in place mechanisms to, you know, be able to combat that. You know, we've upped our game as far as marketing and different issues there, but you know, we have a first class facility, and that's something that we're always going to be proud of. But, you know, I think what's really important here is our determination, and this is not going to be something we're going to just sit back and let happen. We are doing everything possible to maintain the status quo of gaming in Oregon. It seems to be... No, you were going to ask something. Yeah, this is common at the end of an administration. A lot of the issues that are sitting on people's desks, they want to get them out the door and pushed through. We've been heard different issues out of Washington, D.C., though, that incoming administrations can overturn issues that happen in previous administrations in some cases. And, you know, we're looking at all those avenues as well.
Well, it has been a very long process so far. How many more steps are in this if the Coquel were to continue to move forward?
Well, if they're able to get through this one stage here, they have to then have a record of decision. That's another process. And then there's always the courts. And we're fully prepared to engage in any means possible that we have available to us.
During what are already challenging economic times and a lot of different reasons, this has got to be one extra very big hurdle or one big issue for you to continue to tackle for over a decade now.
Absolutely. You know, the at the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribal Government, we like to think of ourselves as we are not just a support for our tribal citizens. We're also a community partner. We love where we live here in Douglas County, and we love supporting all of the wonderful causes that are out there that make this community a great place to live. And when issues like this arise and you get concerned about budgets or economies or anything like that, you know, we have many projects that we still want to complete here in Douglas County and in Roseburg. You and I have spoken about the downtown property, the old Safeway and the old Rite Aid property. This is absolutely a project that we want to see through, that we want to create a beautiful space for people who live in Roseburg and a community gathering place and something that beautifies the downtown. And it's potential casinos in Medford and falsified history on part of the Coquel Indian tribe that put projects like that at risk.
And Michael, one of the aspects of this is interesting as well. If I am understanding correctly, this is also under the Biden administration, the first time that there's been an indigenous tribal cabinet secretary.
Yeah, and you know, while there have been a lot of positive things that have come out of that, this is not one of them. And it's very concerning that we've basically been ignored during this process. You know, I do know that both Senator Merkley and Senator Wyden have had inquiries constantly into Interior, and I believe in some cases those inquiries have gone unanswered. This isn't uncommon in this administration of the Department of Interior that we've had this issue of, you know, no consultation.
Have you heard, how much have you heard from other tribes in Oregon about their thoughts about this?
Well, we do know that this one project, if successful, will be harming five tribes. There are two tribes in Northern California, the Karuk and Elk Valley, and we've also, and Talawa. The Klamath tribe will be harmed. You know, their casino is located in just over the mountain. And we've got our tribe that's going to suffer from this. And it's, you know, to allow one tribe to have this advantage over five other tribes isn't a fair game.
Once this 30-day period is up, what's the next steps?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what that determination is. We're still working every day on the administration, and so we'll see what happens.
And for people who want to make formal comments about this, how do they do that?
Sure. So the easiest way is to they can either write a letter or they can send an email. People are welcome to visit our website, cowcreek-nsn.gov, and click on our most recent story about this. We have put up the postal mail address and the email address of how to register these comments. The BIA is a little bit tricky about how they accept a formal comment, so there are a couple of rules and regulations that people do need to follow, but we absolutely welcome every and all comment regarding this, because we are happy to help all of our supporters and helping them get their voices heard. So if anybody has any questions, they can call me, Lindsay Campman, right here at the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribal Government.
And what's your phone number?
Oh, my phone number. My goodness. My phone number is 541-672-9405.
All right. Director of Marketing and Communications, Lindsay Campman. And CEO Michael Rondo of the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians, thanks to both of you for being on today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great holiday.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.